At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill-Hill can please everyone on Profile This is Play.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Jim. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hi, how you doing?
Hola. All right, Jim, you understand how this here game is played.
I do, and I'm on Whidbey Island, so if the phone drops, I apologize. But can my 14-year-old son play with us, too?
Sure.
All right, thanks.
What's his name?
His name is Isaac.
What a stupid name. All right, hello, Isaac. All right, today you have a choice of one of three categories. We have hit me with your best shot, where you guess the unconventional object that someone used as a weapon. Animalize this, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally, license to spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
Okay.
Which one?
Which category would you like?
Let's go animalize this.
A New York zoo is asking for the public's help to locate an animal that escaped from the property. Grace and Glory Animals, that's an animal education zoo, they said the animal, named Mac, escaped just prior to 6 p.m. a couple of Sundays ago. Officials said they're using thermal imaging drones to search for the thing, but they have not yet been able to pinpoint Mac's location despite sightings in the area. Now, the zoo said in a follow-up post that Mac is not dangerous, but is a little skittish and would likely flee if approached by a stranger. Now, anyone who spots Mac, they're being asked to keep a safe distance and contact the zoo to report its location. And officials did say Mac does not have a fear of cars, so drivers in the area are being asked to use extra caution on local roads so that Mac does not become, well, Mac'd. So what kind of animal is Mac? Is Mac a camel? Is Mac an otter? Is Mac a wallaby? Or is Mac an ostrich? So camel, otter, wallaby, or ostrich?
Boy, Isaac, what do you think?
What a camel?
Isaac's going camel. I'm going to go ostrich.
Ostrich?
Where'd you say it was, though?
New York. Oswego, New York.
I'm going to go wallaby.
Wallaby.
Oswego, New York.
Yep. I mean, it is a zoo, so it's not necessarily.
I think it's an otter.
Otter.
All right, run on the deck. Okay.
All right. What is this escaped animal? Mac. Is it a camel, otter, wallaby, or ostrich? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Category is analyze this. New York Zoo, I need your help. Finding an animal that escaped a few weeks ago. Mac is the animal's name, not dangerous. However, they say do not approach the animal because it's skittish and they want to try to capture it if they can. So the question is the animal a camel, an otter, a wallaby, or an ostrich?
Jim, that's the very question that I posed to you. Let's start with you, Jim. You said an ostrich. No. However, you got a lifeline there with your son, and Isaac guessed a camel. I'm afraid it is neither an ostrich nor a camel. That leaves D-Ted Smith and Miles Montgomery.
Correct.
Miles Montgomery, you guessed a wallaby?
Yeah.
Oh, you are correct.
I'm not positive I know what a wallaby looks like.
Looks like a kangaroo. Yeah. Oh, you've seen it and thought it was a kangaroo, just like all of us did until someone said, no, that's a wallaby.
Oh, that's a wallaby.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
I won't mention any names or how they look, but I will say if you're an F1 fan, go see F1, the movie, in IMAX. I went and watched it last night. Pretty freaking awesome.
I've actually heard good things about it.
Yeah, and they did a good job. Like, look, it's rated R, right? So you got to make a judgment if you got, you know, you got a kid that's right at that 12, 13 age.
Mm-hmm.
There is, like, a little bit of a love scene, but there's no TNA. That's what I told my buddy. He's got a 13-year-old son. I said, there's no TNA. There's obviously some violence in the cars.
Yeah.
And cursing, but if you're okay with that, then
normally I got a green light when I was a kid on those.
But here's the correct thing. If there's no TNA in the love scene, then your kid hates it. If there is TNA in the love scene, they don't mind it. But as far as cussing and violence, I'm like, between the games they play, and he's 13, so I know the words he knows. He does not say them verbally. Probably ain't a whole lot of words left that you haven't heard. I had to wait. Like I said, I waited years. He just wants to see Deadpool. Man, I want to see Deadpool. I said, bro, you got to wait. And he kept saying, is it the violence? I said, it is not the violence. What words do they use? I said, I'm not even going to give you the letter or something because you don't know them yet. And then I think it was last year, a year and a half ago, we actually watched Deadpool. He enjoyed it, thought it was great. But he looked at me and said, I understand why you made me wait. But yeah, dude, I don't care that you chop someone's
head off.
When
the first one came out years ago, I had a buddy that just made a comment that I had not seen Deadpool.
All right.
And even I was like, Jesus, dude.
And he was just quoting Deadpool?
Right. And he's like, what? I'm like, that is harsh. And he's like, it's from Deadpool. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
You're quoting something like that. Seems kind of sick.
Yeah. Come up all, so own. Something like it F1. Is. I'm like, no worries.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
It was good. Soundtrack is solid too. And then we were talking about stuff you never wish would happen to you again earlier this week. I think it might have been yesterday. So we were talking about sharks.
Yeah.
Right? We talked about New Smyrna Beach. Right? Mm-hmm. I was up at Cape Cod, which is the shark bite capital of Northwest or Northeast, I guess.
Yeah.
So I watched one of those shark shows last night, and it was on New Smyrna Beach specifically.
Oh.
So, like, the one girl had grown up there. The other three people were, one woman, were, like, shark experts.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the deal. That beach is awesome. Like, she described it, and then you see it. You get why people go there.
Yeah.
Now, it's also the shark bite capital of the world, but it's mostly, like, lemon sharks and black tips.
Okay.
So not many people are going to die from those bites. I don't know if that makes you feel better or worse about going in the water. And then they were saying a lot of them happen because there's intentional shark bites.
Yeah.
Like you're in the water and you see one and you kind of mush them and then the shark bites you. Intentional.
Okay.
Like unintentional is like, you know, like you just startle the shark or whatever. And then there's a third one that's like intentional, but you didn't mean to because it's like flashes of light and stuff they like. So okay. One guy, right, because what was it, last year or 2 years ago around July 4th weekend, they had 3 shark bites within like days. And the one guy, him and his buddy, were throwing a football. And when he jumped up to catch it, they said, like, when he landed, like, it just made, like, a poof of dust in the under the water. And they're like, that was enough probably for the shark just to be like, ah, I got to bite it.
Yeah, something's there.
Okay.
Yeah, right? I mean.
A ray, something. A fish. Well, a think bottom dweller, a flounder.
You ever startled a friend or, like, maybe dumped a cup of water on him to wake him up and they, like, almost punch you?
Yeah, it's Ryan Castle.
Right.
Me too.
As a reaction. So the shark has fins, so the shark can't punch you. It's just going to bite you. It doesn't know what else to do. It's just like,
all right.
Get away from me.
Doesn't make me feel any better, but I understand what they're saying.
Well, do they give you numbers, like as far as, I'm sure there's been deaths at that beach.
I think there
the living shark's pretty big.
I mean, the numbers.
Or nurse, whatever you say.
And also, like, look, that is the most shark bites, like, in the world.
Sure.
But also, the numbers and chances are so minimal. That, like, I think that's why a lot of people that grew up down there are just like, well, we know they're in there, but which is fair.
Yeah.
Right. And it's a great habitat, right? A lot of shallow water. There's sandbars. There's different kind of, like, plant life. And then there's a ton of fish. So the humans are like, this is great. It's not that deep or whatever. Yeah. These sharks have adapted because there's so many fish and everybody that live in this underwater little thing that they're like, we just go there to feed.
Yeah.
So mainly the thing is like, as humans, as there's more of us and we discover new places, like those sharks have been doing that for centuries. Mm-hmm. There's just more of us in there now, so accidents happen. But still to this day, nobody thinks sharks are out there just biting people because they want to eat people.
I don't think anyone thinks that, but it doesn't make anything better. Even armed with knowledge, like they can tell you why the shark bit you, but also you still got bitten by a shark.
Ted, that girl on Netflix who is like the shark whisperer, so to speak.
Yeah, I still haven't watched that one yet.
She's going to die. She or her husband's going to die. I'm sorry.
But like
it's obvious.
Right. You go to like Cape Cod, though. That's a different issue on those outer beaches because those are great whites.
Right.
That's
right,
what
right,
they were
right,
saying.
Right.
Like just size difference. If you get bit by a great white, you're probably going to die, lose a limb.
Right. Bleed out.
And that girl's playing with tiger sharks, which can be 18 feet.
So, and they're super aggressive. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's pretty interesting stuff. Yeah. I was just, you know, watching movies, learning shark stuff.
And it's not even Shark Week yet. This is still Shark Fest.
So this is right. This is on National Geographic,
right?
Which is like Discovery's cousin.
Yeah,
yeah. So they're just sharking it up. Yeah, Discovery has more of the like crazy stuff. Like Michael Phelps gonna race a shark, okay. Which by the way was still BS.
Yeah. What did you think he was gonna get in a tank with a shark?
I thought they'd have him in water and somehow make a shark lane.
Like, lane.
Like I don't know. Like this sounds bad, but like when you watch guys on High Wires. Party is like, yeah, they might fall.
I always say that.
And part of me watching that, I'm like, yeah, Michael Phelps might get bit.
Kind of hoping it happens. Career's ruined. Yeah. Right. Didn't win gold there, did you, buddy?
Just swims in circles, man.
I was about to say. All right, Miles gave me this list. It's pretty good. It's 90s movies and TV shows that have not aged well.
Oh, boy.
They don't have one of my favorite, when I was younger, one of my favorite movies on here. Mike, you're going to think I'm insane. This is a real movie with C. Thomas Howell. And it was called Soul Man.
Jesus Christ. I remember that one. He was in black penis the entire movie.
Oh, no. He took, like, tanning pills to make himself black so he could get into a college.
Yeah.
In the end, he falls in love with a black waitress. She didn't get the scholarship, so then he feels bad. I thought it was a learning lesson as an adult. I'm like, that is wildly
awful.
Racist.
Awful.
I can't believe they ever made that movie.
Jeez, so is. Fun for the whole family.
Yeah.
As a kid, I was like, this is great. Love this movie.
Yeah, he got into Howard.
But again, that didn't even make the list. What's he going to say? So first they have the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Somebody, they said, this person really went off on Uncle Phil. They said, Will was a teenager dating grown women in every other episode. Phil and Aunt Viv just let it happen. Phil claimed to be pro-black, but voted Reagan twice, was ashamed of his background as a pig farmer, and detested lowly and working class black people. I'm not touching that one.
What are your thoughts?
No, come on. Jump on your soapbox, Ted.
Yeah, let me chime in on this one. People, wait, why does Ted Smith?
I loved Uncle Phil's dances.
Right. I got down with him.
They also said he blamed Will for everything that went wrong, even if he had nothing to do with it. He was sexist and controlling AF. Trying to forbid a 25-year-old Hillary from posing for Playboy or Ashley from doing anything. I don't know. This one is kind of like, all right, I think you could still make that show.
Yeah, I think you could.
Right, it's
I again, think you could.
Like, that's why I started with Soul Man. Like, right. We're not doing that.
Like, that is what you have taken out. And it's not that anything you're saying is wrong. I just don't think that leaps out at people.
No. You're mad at Will Smith.
Right.
Friends, they put on this list.
Why?
Fat jokes, gay jokes. Everyone in New York is white inexplicably. Ross sleeps with a student, sleeps with a school librarian in high school, tries to kiss his cousin, violate Rachel's boundaries.
Nobody's called Game of Thrones now.
Right. Someone also mentioned the episode where the cast dumps an old friend because he stopped drinking and isn't fun anymore.
Ooh. It's a comedy. That's funny.
I'm laughing.
Yeah. We're out of here.
And there was Chandler's dad, remember, was trans. So there was a lot of transphobic stuff in there, too.
Ah, okay. Gotcha.
I think the most ridiculous thing is that none of them really had good jobs, and they lived in that apartment.
They had a great place. Mm-hmm.
In Manhattan.
Yeah.
Right. That's where you go, this huge. Is not real. Let's see. Again, these are movies, TV shows that have not aged well. Will and Grace. Never gotten through one episode without feeling that my queerness was being used as a punchline.
It was.
Being gay was either silly or you were doomed to be alone and sad.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. If that's your take on that, I'm guessing you're younger, not understanding that because they did that, they pioneered a lot of stuff.
Correct.
So that it's no longer it's one of those things.
These are like, the first gay characters.
Nobody likes gay people, right? That's so they're like, F it. Take all of the stereotypes and make it funny, and then you get the homophobic people ended up kind of enjoying it because the jokes softens you're making about yourself bit. Are the jokes they're making about you, and once you take it on the chin, so to speak, it kind of goes away. Yeah, I mean, actually, it's pretty pie. So I hear what they're saying, but it's like, yeah, but without that, you're in a different situation. Someone had to do it; they had the balls to do it. That's all.
Doogie Howser, MD. First episode was an adult woman pretending to seduce him. The second episode was about an adult woman trying to get pregnant by him. I watched Doogie Howser as a kid. I don't remember that.
I think Neil Patrick Harris like, that's funny. On two
if only
levels.
They know.
Yeah, they have no idea.
Yeah.
And then this one hurts, but
Brady Bunch,
number one on the list, Seinfeld.
Why?
There's a lot of offended modern sensibilities, but someone specifically mentioned the episode where Jerry allegedly was assaulted by his dentist while he was under, and it was played for laughs.
Yeah, all right. I mean, again, I hear what people are saying, but it's like, dial it back a little. Dial it back.
Comedy kind of suspends reality.
Right.
That's kind of what
it's
makes
supposed
comedy.
To. And
yeah.
Very right. specific. Like, horrible things happen in comedies. They can make it funny. That's right. kind of the idea.
Well, right. It's like our guy Adam Ray, right? Like, when he does an impression of Dr. Phil, like, he really amps it up.
Yeah.
And this right, and that, exactly. right? That
takes it to ridiculous levels.
Right. That's the comedy
that's
in
what
it.
What funny is.
Right. Right? I mean, you can go back to, like, Blazing Saddles, any of this.
Yeah, somebody said, Blazing Saddles. That movie was hilarious.
I mean, you could say that Looney Tunes promotes animal cruelty. Like,
right.
You're right. If you take this with a serious tone as if you're trying to...
What's make it, good to watch?
Right, as if it's trying to win an Oscar. You're right. This is a very bad message. However, this
Little
is
House on the Prairie. They encourage my kids to poop outdoors. I mean, that's what I could take from that.
Right. Miss Teen USA.
Right. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, I mean, look, I love Looney Tunes.
16
right?
and pregnant.
I never thought about dropping an anvil on anybody.
What about putting a stick of dynamite in someone's mouth? This right. guy's had a cigar.
Like, even as a kid, like, you kind of recognize, like, it's cartoon. That's yeah, exactly. not real.
Right.
Right. I mean, first of all, they're animals and they're talking.
Good point.
Yeah.
Speaking of Will and Grace, Queer Eye's coming to an end after a 10.
How long's that been on?
Speaking of Will and Grace.
So there was Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, right? That was on for a long time. That got canceled. Then basically Netflix rebooted it and just
that's
called
just
it.
Called a Queer Eye.
And then
Queer
they shot right. down my suggestion. I was going to do Straight Eye for the Queer Guy. They're like, no.
Mine was Buckeye.
Straight Eye.
Straight Eye for the Queer Guy, yeah.
Hey, can you tone down your outfits?
In reverse.
He has no idea.
Right.
natural hair color.
I mean, look, I'm guilty of it.
I can see your roots, man.
That's right.
I have definitely said before, somebody's like, I'm actually going to, like, you watch a lot of sports. These were my neighbors when I first moved here. Because they lived down the hall and they would come over to watch Seahawks game because I had cable. And one day they were like, you know, we're more than roommates. And I go, whoa, you guys watch football together. And they're like, yeah, but we're still gay.
Right.
Like, yeah, I'm a jackass.
But you watch sports.
I know. I mean, you talk about feeling like an idiot. And they're like, you've lived next to us for a year and you didn't know. I was like, I seem like nice.
Didn't put it
together. Nice sports fans.
Super secret gay guys.
If you're a Big Brother fan, that's back tonight on CBS.
Terry Crews.
And
he's a super secret gay guy.
Big Brother is a different show.
That's what I'm saying. He should be the host. I'm your host, Terry Crews.
And then Mike, 12th season premiere of Impractical Jokers tonight on CBS. Cool.
Thank you, Tell. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Hey, sports star tricks people into thinking he's sick by sticking an iPhone charger up his nose. Meanwhile, a driver is arrested in a stolen SUV while someone was riding his hose. To Ohio, where you can win a child in a claw machine. In North Carolina, a family of bears invades a putting green. And a Florida woman learns it's best not to get Botox in a backyard shed. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, top story. We go to West Virginia, where the roads can put people in a mood. An officer was on patrol when he spotted an RV rolling down the highway with what appeared to be multiple people in the driver's seat. The officer took a closer look and noticed a naked woman was straddling the driver of the RV and quickly attempted to stop the vehicle.
Oh. Trapped down that cobblestone road, Jimmy! Whoa!
Woo! After a short while, the RV finally pulled over and the officer conducted the stop. And after asking what they were doing, the couple admitted to getting a little frisky while driving down the road. Due to their intoxicated state, the officer conducted a field sobriety test, which they failed, and were placed under arrest. A subsequent search of the RV turned up multiple pieces of drug paraphernalia, as well as cocaine and marijuana. What's more, the VIN of the RV revealed that it had actually been stolen from a neighboring city.
Jesus.
You were rolling down in a stolen RV with drugs in the doggone car. Naked. They were both naked. It's not like, hey, let me pull up the skirt. It was like, no, take your clothes off, Ethel. Let's go.
I'm actually shocked that's illegal there.
If your name's Ethel, do not take off your clothes.
Well, the thing is, they had a mugshot of the dude, but not the woman.
That's right.
So I want to see what she looked like. Because I know exactly what I'm picturing in my mind.
You know what she looks like.
That's why I wanted to see the picture. Because I'm like, I know exactly who this Tammy is.
It was a Tammy, wasn't it?
Probably.
Oh, God. In other news, we go to Florida where you can get work done for cheap. A local woman went to authorities believing that she was the victim of a fraudulent medical professional. She claimed that she had made an appointment to get Botox injections and discovered that the med spa that she made the reservation for was a shed in someone's backyard. How that doesn't set off red flags, I don't know. Regardless, she got the injections but was later dissatisfied with the job and she started suffering facial paralysis. She was refunded her money and asked to come back for vitamin injections to reverse the effects, but she had had enough at that point and finally asked for the doctor's medical license and supporting certificates.
That's again, not when you walked up to the shed.
Right.
In their backyard.
Nah. After the damage is done. Fantastic.
Is that permanent?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I don't believe so. The paperwork was procured, but later discovered to have expired a little while ago. Officers made their way to the makeshift spa and busted the illegal operation. The doctor now faces several charges. Look, I understand. I'm not a man to go and get cosmetic stuff done, but...
So at one point, she was an actual doctor, or had her license?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Right. That makes it...
I know it's terrible, but that makes it... It does make it a little better.
A little better.
Right.
But it's like, the shed is the giveaway.
Yeah. I mean, right. Was she... did they expel her or did... It's like your registration running out
of
your
car. It could just be that she just didn't re-up her license.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm sorry. I'm going to victim blame a little bit here. You went into somebody's shed in the backyard.
You knew what you were doing.
You knew what you were doing.
You knew damn well.
It was like $300 to get this
done. She was a doctor.
What was she getting done? Botox.
I got my back lasered once in a shed.
In a shed? Yeah, but that's laser, man.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I feel like they're not injecting your body with anything, you know?
That's just where her business was, on her property. Then her husband made us a lovely seafood lunch. Wow. It was great.
Nice.
Come on in for a back lasering and seafood lunch.
Yeah. He was like, I caught some crabs or something. I forget what it was. I was like, yeah, I'm in. They were like, you got anything else to do today? I was like, no, that's about it.
Cool. Eat the surf while she takes the turf off your back.
Yeah. Good call, Mike. Good call. To Ohio, where treasure hunters roam. Surveillance footage was shared from a local community center, which focuses on a claw machine for patrons to enjoy, and a young boy interested in the prizes inside. He proceeds to, you guessed it, climb into the machine in an attempt to nab himself one of the prizes, but in a shocking turn of events, he got stuck inside. Passersby immediately stepped in and attempted to help the young man out, but eventually professionals had to be called and the machine was wheeled into a secure location so that they could dismantle it and get the boy out. Nobody was harmed in the incident.
Would you just reach up far enough where you could grab something? Do you really need to go in there and take a look at all the inventory, I guess?
He was small enough to where he couldn't reach. Like, I think any of us in this room would have a difficult time reaching up and into a deal to get a prize.
If he can climb in,
he should be able to climb out.
No, couldn't you just take the claw machine, grab his ass, and...
Yeah, bless you.
Well, it's not... The thing is,
grab him by the head, Mike.
Those doors open up with the ability, not the ability, with the idea of sealing off the prizes inside so
that
people can't reach in there. So what you do is he's small enough, he crawls inside and then finagles around the door till it's closed back up. That's a lot easier to get it in than it is to get out.
But I'm saying if I grab him with the claw...
I need to see the inner workings of this machine.
Right, you know what I mean? Because if I grab a teddy bear and drop it where I'm supposed to drop it, it comes back out.
Right.
So I'm thinking if I grab this kid by the head...
He doesn't have difficulty getting to where the prizes are dropped. The difficulty is that opening that door, he's too big. The door can't open beyond him.
All right.
It's a lot easier to get in than get out, especially when a little kid starts panicking because he's stuck.
Tell him, stop panicking. Keep your head still. I'm grabbing you with the claw.
Hang on, kid. We got you. Over to Ireland, where their athletes are strapped for cash. A local hurling star recently shocked the community with a selfie that, you saw this one?
No, but hurling is like the traditional sport, but it's not like a big sport, so I think most of those guys just have normal jobs, too. It's
huge. Anyway, he recently shocked the community with a selfie that he shared to social media featuring him in a hospital bed, hooked up to a wire inserted into his nose, and informing everybody of a recent cancer diagnosis. Along with the photo was a plea to the public to help out with any funds that they could spare for his treatment. But some eagle-eyed followers noticed something a little off about the equipment that he was hooked up to. Mainly the fact that the wire inserted into his nose was pretty clearly an iPhone charge cable.
Jesus.
Did you see a picture of this?
No.
You didn't see this, Steve?
No.
I got to show you this thing.
Oh, my God.
You look at this. This is pretty
clear. Look at this guy. Send me money.
Like, nothing about that looks like medical professional.
100% charge.
I mean, like... Are you kidding?
Like,
it's an electric cord. There's nothing in medicine that requires electricity to go through your nose.
That's what I thought.
I mean, an NG tube, sure.
He might as well use a crazy straw.
I mean, my
straw.
God, that is insane. I mean, you might do a stent on your cheek or on your neck.
But what is that wire supposed to be sending either to your brain or out to whatever computer? What are we doing with that?
And also, maybe don't use a cord that 95% of people on Earth can look at and then immediately
identify. And it doesn't look like he's at a hospital. It just looks like he's at home.
Right.
He's probably just sitting around the gaff.
Put on the white sheets. I'm going to give this one a shot. Given the fact that he was fraudulently soliciting people for money, authorities got involved and filed charges against him, and he did quickly admit to the whole ruse there. But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth...
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to North Carolina, where everyone can have some fun in the sun. A video was shared on social media showing a group of intruders on a golf course, a family of bears that wandered out onto the fairway. The video shows Mama Bear sauntering by in the grass with four cubs in tow, and the family takes a moment to roll around and play in the sun. The video was sent to the local ABC affiliate, who shared it all for all to enjoy. It is a cute little video, if you haven't.
Until you get close to those cubs.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Then it's a gruesome, horrible...
It's quickly over.
Yeah. It's bad. Men's Room Sports. Mariners just can't seem to get by the Yankees, falling once again in New York last night in a 9-6 score to lose the series. The last game of that series is currently underway over en route. You've also got more Summer League basketball over on ESPN and the NBA Network. As far as your weather, the clouds are taking a little bit longer than expected to make their exit, but should cool things down to about 57 tonight. Tomorrow's looking like a partly cloudy day with a high of 81 to welcome us into the weekend. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawkins.
Thank you, sir. We'll see you tomorrow for the return of Ted versus the FCC. Also, we'll celebrate the 7-Eleven down the street.
Yes, indeed.
On a Bad Choice Friday.
Yes, that is all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive.
Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune. Which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.